KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Department of Health in Limpopo says the remains of all 45 victims of the Easter weekend bus crash have been identified. The worshippers from Botswana died while on their way to the Zion Christian Church for an Easter pilgrimage at Moria outside Polokwane. The bus plunged off a bridge near Makopane and caught fire. Most of the victims were burnt beyond recognition. Limpopo Health spokesperson Tsilivani Mauva.
The team comprised of members from the SAPS Victim Identification Unit has already finalized packaging the deceased remains as part of preparations towards repatriation, and the bodies are now ready. There will be a meeting with delegation from Botswana on Thursday to finalize death registration with Home Affairs, and the plans of repatriation will be outlined on Friday.
A Mamelodi Sundowns footballer is appearing in court on an accusation he assaulted his girlfriend. The 26-year-old was arrested yesterday. The woman opened a case in Edenvale, east of Johannesburg. Police spokesperson Noxolo Kweza.
The suspect will appear in Kempton Park Court today for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend at their home.
The South African Reserve Bank says it appears the risk of high inflation still remains. Governor Lesetša Ganyago made the remarks at a monetary policy review in Johannesburg yesterday. He says the MPC remains resolute in fulfilling its primary mandate to maintain price stability. Last week, StatsSA released the latest CPI figures showing headline consumer inflation slowed to 5.3% in March from 5.6% in February. And further afield, IT experts in the UK are warning the next general election in that country could be heavily influenced by misleading deepfake content created by artificial intelligence. 65% of workers surveyed said that they were concerned about artificial intelligence technology, but almost all believe an agreement should be made by all UK parties to be transparent about when they use AI. In response to the study, the British government says it's ready to rapidly respond to misinformation. Durban high of 27 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 28. The top story this hour, the Department of Health in Limpopo says the remains of all 45 victims of the Easter weekend bus crash have been identified. You can find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.